Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So today we are going to talk about the topic of connection. Yes, connection. Connection to yourself. Connection to others, and really explore all aspects of connection, even the side of disconnect. Because a lot of times, I don't know if you often experience this yourself, but you may find yourself in a disconnect with this reality. So we are really going to explore this topic tonight in all its different aspects, in its different forms. And we're going to start off the show today with the portion of the show on conscious relationships. Now, this is the last one, or at least this segment, of the conscious relationship Traveling the Seven Seas, or the official title of the chapter that I wrote, Traveling the Seven Seas, Seven Components to Generating, Creating, and Sustaining Conscious Relationships, which comes from the chapter of the book, Relationships Done Easy, Creating Delicious Possibilities. Again, I love that title. So we're going to start with the connection piece, connection to others. And that is the seventh C. Now, the other C's include clear, choice, caring, contribution, change, and creating. So yes, connection is the final C of the seven C's that we'll be talking about tonight. So I'm going to also read from the chapter on the tool that's used in it that I've shared with you before, but it's always good to recap in case you didn't hear the other episodes on the Conscious Relationship Compass. And that is the tool that will allow you to navigate your current relationships to see if you are actually thriving from a conscious space within your relationship and or relationships. So if you happen to be following along in the book, it is page 62, and it is the portion at the bottom of the page titled, Let the Conscious Relationship Compass Be Your Guide. So the Conscious Relationship Compass serves as a pragmatic and systematic tool that allows you to see if your current relationships are functioning from a conscious space. Not only does it assist in generating greater awareness regarding existing relationships, but it also allows for the possibility of creating new sustainable ones with ease. So the Conscious Relationship Compass is really easy to use. You start by bringing into your awareness a relationship you would like to focus on. So that's what I would like you to do now. Focus in on a current relationship that you're in. And I'm going to describe to you, in this case, what connection is. And we're going to then ask some questions after that to see if your current relationship has connection as part of it. And if not, there will be these questions that you can ask that will allow you to possibly clear and get clear on bringing in ways that connection can be part of your relationship. So connection is described on page 64 as an energy shared between two beings. This energy allows both to tap into something greater. It is a space where open communication or a sharing of information in a way that the other can receive it is available, and points of view are acknowledged without having to validate or invalidate the other person's position, a place free from the resistance of inhibitions. So that's connection. And now, if you notice that connection may be heavy in your relationship, and that's a question to ask, is this light or heavy? If it's heavy, ask the following questions. Would I like to change it? Can it be changed? How do I change it? What is possible here that I haven't considered? What other questions can I ask that would bring greater awareness? Be with those questions and be with the relationship that you're focusing in on with connection, and just notice that this week. And maybe even after this show, actually tonight, and doing some clearing, you may even get more clear on what connection is for you. Which does bring us to the portion of the show on connection to you. And that's what I would really like us to tune into now and hone in on and see. And we're going to do a guided exercise with it. So you are welcome to close your eyes for this, or you're welcome just to follow along and listen. Whatever you can, just aim to be in a calm space. And we're going to tap into the space of connection with you. And some of this information comes from this amazing system of Access Consciousness. And some of it's my own touch in terms of tapping into connection. So go ahead now and close your eyes if you'd like to, and bring your attention to your breathing and just notice your breathing. Now tune into your space and your awareness on connection and your connection to you. So what is connection to you? What do you know about it? What is that you would like to connect with you on? Is there anything blocking you from this connection? And what if connecting with you is about committing to your life and living? Are you doing that? Are you willing to do that? So, committing to your life. Let's explore this for a moment. Truth, are you committed to 20% of your life or less than 20% of your life? The reason you are only committed to 20% of your life is because then you have a reason and a justification for failing. When you go through life disconnected from you, where you're not willing to have true intimacy with you, you will always be looking for a way to judge you in order to confirm this disconnection. So what if you were to choose to commit to at least 50% of your life? When you make that commitment, you will step up in areas you've never stepped up in before and have no idea how you got there and how you couldn't have gone there before. If you're not succeeding, it's because you're not committed to your life. So when you commit to more than 50% of your life, then you will begin to have total choice. When you commit to 50% of your life or more, you go to question, not to conclusion. That's right, you go to question, not to conclusion. If you are only committed to 20% of your life, you are missing 80% of what it is you said or what it is said to you. If you are only 20% committed to your life, that means 80% of your life is being chosen against you by you, not for you. So how much of your life are you avoiding with the 20% commitment to your life are you choosing? Everything that is, would you like to clear it now? So let's take a deep breath in. And release all the heaviness of that on the exhale. Wow. Thank you. And only when you are totally committed to your life can you hear everything that's said to you by every conscious molecule on the planet. When you are truly committed to your life, you don't judge yourself for the choices you make. Everything that doesn't allow that, let's now destroy and uncreate all that. Take a deep breath in. Let's clear it now. And allow all that heaviness to release on the exhale. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you be that would allow you to connect with you with total ease? Anything that won't allow that, let's clear that now. Deep breath in and release it on the exhale. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you be that would allow you to connect with others with total ease? Anything that won't allow that, let's clear that now. Deep breath in. And release it on the exhale. Thank you. So, go ahead now and open your eyes. And what do you notice? Are you aware of now with connection to you? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding the connection to you and committing to your life? An awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as knowings come in this week. Keep it a working list of possibilities. So, now, I am excited because this is the portion of the show that we bring on the guest. As I love this portion of the show, I would like to formally introduce you to my guest, Charles Laird. Now, Charles is a recovering addict who has been clean since September 17, 1989. Charles got clean at 21 years old and has been active in the fellowship, helping others find a new way of life through a radical spiritual transformation outlined in the 12 steps, which includes giving back to the fellowship. At 25 years of age, he discovered A Course in Miracles, which is the psychological and spiritual mind training based on love. Charles remains active in both fellowships while sponsoring people and facilitating groups. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome my guest, Charles. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well. I love that introduction.
It's fantastic, isn't it? I'm so glad that you're on the show today. And I know we're going to explore this whole piece on connection.
Yes. Yes.
So, what are you aware of with that?
Well, as I think about what you were, the breathing exercise that you were doing in the meditation, I was closing my eyes and then I was allowing myself to just take in everything and then let everything go on the exhale, is that from a Course in Miracles perspective, connection is something that already is. So it's nothing that needs to be created. It already is. And for those of our listeners that know, the Course in Miracles is a non-dualistic thought system based on the oneness of love and the omnipresence of love and the it's the only thing that really exists. And so that connection is already here. The only time that I don't experience it is when my stuff gets in the way, which is when I was exhaling, that's what I was letting go. I was letting go of my stuff. And so I let go of my stuff, and then I can just kind of like be with what is. And so
isn't that the truth also about like the consciousness? And that's really what you're suggesting here too, is that space of being and the love of the loving space of that is true consciousness and true space of connection. And I love that connect that you're making with what you've done with the Course in Miracles and everything that stands for, and how it's all really intertwined with that space. So
yeah.
I just want to
There's a saying, there's a saying that oftentimes we're fish swimming around looking for the water. And to me, that is just so, it's so potent, because most of my life, I've constantly looked for a connection, and I thought I found it in fantasy. I thought I found it in drugs. Mm. I thought I found it in the approval of others. And at the end, I was always left with disappointment, hurt, sadness, depression. You know,
yes.
Because I was looking for it where it just does not exist, and that's outside
and also,
myself. And
yes, outside of yourself, where you were seeking it rather than showing up as you to be with it in a way by choice. You were at the expense of it and probably needing of it, which actually set you up to not receive it.
Absolutely. When I'm clear inside, I get to show up and just experience the connection that already is. But when I got my stuff going on, when I'm in my head about something, if I'm stuck in fear, if I'm upset about something, grievance, victim, any of those kind of things, those are my things. I mean, like I'm so, even today with all of the practice, all of the meditation, I meditate every single day. I journal every single day. I pray every single, even with all the practice, I mean, at any moment, I could be driving down the street, and you know, if I'm not centered, I won't feel connected to my brothers and sisters on the road. So I've got to be diligent, you know, in this practice.
Well, you know what? It makes sense, Charles, because this brings us back to that space of we're dealing with energy in this reality. It can be really heavy. So in being energy beings, and I sense you're one of them, I happen to be one of them, we are exposed to so much going on around us, and we tend to just absorb it and interact with it in a way that if we're not clearing our space, we could be pulled into that heaviness of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Because if we do go into that lower frequency, that's where we'll go. But if we can get clear and be clear and be in the space of awareness and allowance and perceiving, knowing, being in this, what I kind of call out the higher frequency way, that's where we can actually remain more clear. So I totally get like what you're saying. If we're not diligent in clearing our space, we could be picking up on things that don't even belong to us, like earth energy, energy.
And the importance of having people, like-minded people, having a discourse like this is so important because you're right. We're constantly bombarded and those of us who talk like this could be seen as Pollyannish and, you know, but we're actually, I mean, like for me anyway, it seems like we are the ones that are kind of like the, I don't want to say the truth sayers, but we're the ones holding this higher energy as a possibility and potential for those of us around us. And I mean, it's such an honor to be able to be that for people who, you know, I've worked with people, and I'm sure you have, Dr. Sarah, where, you know, years later they come to you and like, oh my God, I remember what you told me 5-10 years ago, and I thought you were crazy. And now all of a sudden it makes sense. You know?
Exactly.
It's like we're coming out of this spiritual coma. And, you know, as we start to waken up collectively, I think that it's important. And I also have my people that I look to as well, you know. So, you know, I look to them to for guidance and to just keep my vibration high, keep my conversations, help me with my thinking, and just remember that I'm in process as well.
Well, and that brings us to that connection, you know, and it's a choice. We have to choose it, and it is there. We're willing to choose it, and it does relate to self and other, and it does include the good, the bad, and the ugly, because a lot of times there is a lot of disconnect in this reality because a lot of people are walking around unconscious, They're just going mm-hmm. through day to day, and some of them are fine with that, and that's totally fine. However, those of us who are highly aware, who are highly sensitive to this space, it will be suffering if we don't clear and if we don't choose something different. So someone like yourself, someone like myself, are willing to be that energy. It is an invitation to others to connect with it. It allows
yeah.
others to tap into it, and they get it when they get it. We get it when we get it. You know,
right.
kind of how it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think about the vulnerability of it all too, because that's something else that comes up for me is just being very vulnerable.
Yeah.
If we look at, and I know that there was a lady who always used to bring this up, Marianne Williamson, that the symbolism
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ on the cross. Was his arms wide open in this total space of vulnerability. Like, come unto me, you know. So his arms are wide open, come unto me. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't have been mad at Jesus if he just took off and said, look, man, I'm out tonight, you know, don't tell nobody, but I'm going in the middle of the night, you know, I would have been good with that, right? But he's just like totally vulnerable, right? He's just totally vulnerable.
Yes.
And so this vulnerability, particularly – And as you know, I was talking about with Dr. Sarah that I was in Utah this weekend with a couple of my guys, and you know, it's just so interesting when talking about feelings and how getting a guy to like go beneath and talk about not just being mad. No, he was upset with his friend because of this, and I said, well, did you tell him how you felt? He said, yeah, I told him I was mad, and I said, But you really didn't really tell him how you really felt, did you? He said, yeah, well, I told him I was mad. Well, let's look beneath the mad. And really, you were afraid.
Yeah.
You felt threatened, you know. And when you're talking to someone and you say, hey, what you did made me mad. I mean, there's kind of a wagging finger in there and kind of a, you know, blaming kind of a thing in there. But as opposed to saying, hey, when this happened, I felt afraid, I felt threatened. Now you call the other person to say, well, man, what can I do to help? You know, it's a different energy.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a
up
connecting.
To, yeah. And it's an opening up to possibilities rather than the problem. And I'm so glad you brought that up. And this whole idea of vulnerability, when we are vulnerable, the barrier's down and it's expansive. It's a strength, not a weakness. It allows us to have that channel and that interaction together. And that's really what you were doing there. And that's so beautiful. And opening up from a place of acknowledgement and reflection rather than a, let's say, lower frequency of going at someone else with a feeling that could actually shut them down. So when we're in that space, which I love how you're referring to that as barriers down, vulnerable, open to receiving, and there's no right or wrong to any of it. Let's just be with this. Let's reflect on this. Let's generate and create something greater from this rather than being part of the problem. So that's awesome, Charles.
I love it. I mean, it's because we're totally exposed, and it's like in 12 steps, we have one of our steps that talks about, you know, the masks must go. And it's just letting ourselves let that down so we can just be soul to soul or just totally authentic with someone. And that's where the connection happens, is when authenticity meets authenticity. I love that because it's like I can show up how I am, where I am, and I don't feel judged. I don't feel criticized. You're not going to point your finger and laugh at me and you know, you're gonna accept me where I'm at, and I'm gonna feel that.
Yes, zero judgment, and just open to clearing whatever is blocking or whatever showing up in a way that's honoring of each person. And that's really what connection is too. It's an honoring of ourselves, of others, honoring, and it's
where you said
like there isn't fear there. There's a loving space, and there's a genuine space of then being just with the other. And being in a way that allows for something greater. So that's so awesome. And what did you notice that helped shift it for the two gentlemen you were working with?
Yeah, because initially there was a wall. I mean, you're bumping up right, you know, and there's a wall. But what's so funny is because I can see it clearly because I see it in myself. You know, like if you spot it, you got it. So like,
yeah.
I know it, right? So I'm like, dude, it's like as soon as you let it go, you feel lighter. Like when I opened my eyes,
yes.
You said, now open your eyes. And when we were doing the breathing exercise, you said, now open your eyes. What do you feel? The first thing came to me was I felt light. I felt free. And so these walls that they, you know, that, and I'm talking specifically about the first guy that I spoke to, when he got past and you can tell, I mean, he was really defensive, and then he just kind of let it go. And then I could tell because his face lit up. I mean, his body language changed, you know, it's like his face changed. And,
wow.
And he got this smile on his face. And the only thing that happened is you literally took your own mask off. You were suffocating yourself with your mask.
Wow.
You know? And all you did was take it off, you know. So it's just really, really interesting. Connection has been, for a long time in my life, it's been, you know, looking at my relationships with women. And then it went from looking at my relationships with obviously my mother and being an only child and that whole dynamic. And then looking at my relationship with men. And I had a very, very challenging relationship relationship with men in general in my life coming up. And then it became, you know, where it seems to be right now is just connecting with humanity. And
that's where it can go,
you know,
now.
Yeah, and so I try to be as clear inside so I can, because whenever I'm not connected outside with anything outside of me, I'm not clear inside.
Well, and on that note, Charles, would you be willing to come on another show? Because our time just flew by.
Oh, you know what?
Well, thank you. I hate to cut us off, but we are getting closer to the end of the show. I just have to recap a couple things with the listeners. But would you be willing to come back on?
Absolutely. Anytime. Just let me know.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward, definitely. We're going to have you back on.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
So now, just real quickly, we have the question of the week, and the question of the week really brings full circle to what Charles and I were just talking about, and it is on connecting. And the question is, are you connecting with your connection to you and others? So are you connecting with your connection to you and others? So be with that question. I will be posting the question in picture form on Facebook, on this page as well, so you can upload it, download it, and be with it this week. Now, next week, we have another guest joining the show, and her name is Sophie Bellevue, and Sophie is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and a creative living coach, adventure space maker, and dog whisperer and business consultant. So she's going to join us next week on the show. And we will continue to explore the conversation regarding consciousness and living consciously. So I'd like to close the show by thanking my guest, Charles Laird, for joining us today. And thank you, the listeners. Man, I could not do this without you. I'm so grateful for you. I'd like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And just know that I have your back. Know that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive, my friends. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. And remember, connection to you, to others. Be that energy this week. Be in the question. Be in the possibilities. And what would it be like to choose to live in that space, to live consciously by choice. Again, I'm so grateful for this space, and I look forward to talking to you again next time. All right, my friends, take care for now.